Scientists down here in the super-secret, ultra-secure bio-labs of the South End have discovered a fungus that lives in the gut of a select few that self-ferments high carbohydrates into alcohol. This breakthrough, described by Dr. Lactai of the Elder Bay Institute, opens the portal to untold riches for the savvy entrepreneur who can isolate that particular strain of fungus. Budweiser, he told a reporter from the Crab Cracker, has already shown considerable interest. Imagine watching the Super Bowl with all your pals, the biologist told the cracker, and you take a pill and eat potato chips, say, or heavily processed crackers, and voila, the carbos ferment immediately. No beer required. None of that gassy, heavy, bloated feeling. By halftime, you've probably saved $10. Who wouldn't choose that? Dr. Lactai declined to estimate the cost of the fungi pill, but he said it probably would be a nominal cost. Unless, of course, Budweiser buys the patent. When asked to interview one of the subjects of the study, the doctor cited confidentiality concerns. But the cracker, through intensive investigation, learned that the original source of the breakthrough was Fairlane Freddy, who had been pulled over for DUI after a morning breakfast of pancakes with biscuits and gravy at the diner with the Flatheads, the Island Vintage Car Club, when his 1965 Ford Fairlane was seen weaving repeatedly across lanes. Freddie, a six-year member of Alcoholics Anonymous, fought the charge and in the months before his trial discovered that he had the rare disease, the rare disorder Dr. Lactai was now trying to market. "I gotta tell you," Freddie told the cracker in an exclusive interview, "I thought they were crazy. Hell, I thought I was crazy. But it turns out I got Otto Brewery Syndrome. Tell that to the Flatheads. They think I'm distilling in my car. But actually, I'm distilling in my stomach. Weird, huh? I eat a piece of toast. I'm high as a Kathmandu kite. The judge let me off thanks to Doc Lactai, but I'm not supposed to drive on pancakes anymore. Strictly eggs and bacon here on out. Down here on the bibulous South End, plenty of my cronies who brew nettle ales are more than a little concerned by this discovery. As Two-Toke Tom confessed to me, the thought of ingesting raw nettles, fungus or no fungus, was enough to set him off on a panic attack. It may be the end of the moonshine era, Skeeter. This damn science, what are they going to dream up next? I didn't have the heart to mention Dr. Lactai was working on a self-vaping cannabis fungus. No point ruining another hobby of his. Life is plenty hard enough on us entrepreneurs.